Stock to Suzuki dating on Carl Schumacher. Carl. C-A-R-L. Carl. C-A-R-L. Schumacher. S. S as in Sam. S-H-O-E-M-A-K-E-R. Schumacher. Date of birth is 3/19/1952. Date of visit is 4/25/24. Please make a copy for David Carpenter, MD. David Carpenter, MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph is breathing illness. This is a seventy-two-year-old male who recently went on a skiing trip in March 24, and he had experienced shortness of breath upon climbing steps and with exertion, and he had to take some rest to recover period. The patient, however, was at an elevation above 5,000 feet above sea level. He subsequently came home and was then sent for cardiac evaluation, and he also had a CT chest. I'm sorry, also had a CT of the soft tissues of the neck, since he had noticed a swelling in the upper neck. The patient also had a chest x-ray which showed no acute cardiopulmonary findings. The patient has now been scheduled to have a PET CT he has had some weight loss over the past 5 years. And he attributes that to a reduced diet and regular exercise. He denies cough, wheezing, denies any hemoptysis, fevers, night sweats, or chills. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of appendectomy in 1990 and right inguinal hernia repair in 2000, left inguinal hernia repair in 2012. He has no prior history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies were listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years and quit in 1995. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next, for family history, father died of a heart attack, mother died of a stroke. Next, for review of systems of patient has occasional chest pains and shortness of breath. He has fatigue and has had weight loss. Denies double vision of cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. He has no reflux, nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. He has some chest pains and he has enlarged glands in the neck. And he has no joint pains or muscle aches, no headaches, seizures or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list, none presently. Next paragraph, physical exam, this averagely built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, there's no pallor ictus, cyanosis or clubbing. The examination of the neck revealed enlarged lymph nodes in the left side of the neck, just below the submandibular area. And the nodes were firm, but not attached to underlying structures. There is no venous distension or thyromegaly. There is some supraclavicular lymphadenopathy palpable over the left clavicle. The trachea was midline. Let's see. The patient's, can you please mention the patient's blood pressures? 120 by 70, heart rate of 65, respirations 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 138, and saturation 98 on room air. HEAT, non-sphalic pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat is clear, nasal mucosa edematous, ears, no inflammation. Next, paragraph, chest reveals equal movements with clear lung fields, no wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmuring of S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex in the one plus, no gross motor left, its cranial has grossly intact skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Left cervical lymphadenopathy and supraclavicular adenopathy. Number two is dyspnea. And number three is possible underlying COPD. Next paragraph. Plan, the patient will get a CT chest with contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A PET CT has been arranged to evaluate him for any masses and adenopathy. And he will also get a CBC, IgE level, CMP, and a CEA level. And a follow-up visit be arranged here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for David Carpenter, MD. Carpenter, C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R. David Carpenter, MD. Dr. D'Souza. Okay.